Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Yesterday, we convened the jury, and the jury delivered a verdict that the man who called us was concerned he had hired a personal trainer who was too hot, and his wife had an issue with it. But he thought it was a great fit because it was his friend's wife. It was less expensive. She was coming to his office to train him for all these other reasons. And the jury heard his case and delivered the verdict that he could keep the smoking hot trainer.
The jury, if you don't know or haven't figured it out, is a panel of all women who help men deal with issues that they might not be able to wrap their heads around. Mm-hmm. Because women are a little more complex than guys.
Yeah, we can listen to the whole thing, sort of put it through our complex filters, mm-hmm. and then deliver a decision.
And it was close. It was the jury yesterday was seven people, and it was a 4-3 split that he can stick with the trainer that he has. Well, Jen and I got a message yesterday from one woman who was so upset that we allowed that verdict to be revealed on the air. Because she says that wife has intuition and bad things are going to come from that. And that blood will be on our hands.
Blood will be on our hands. She definitely says you should always trust a woman's intuition. And I don't disagree with her.
What? Jen?
I really feel like she might change my vote. I might be that juror that is a flip-flopper.
She joins us right after 8 o'clock this morning. So if you have strong opinions about the value of woman's intuition, one way or the other,
mm-hmm.
you're going to need to join us in, about 10 minutes from now,
right.
when she's on with us.
Here's the thing, was that my whole thing was based in trust. That trust conversation came up, and I was like, you know, if he's a trustworthy guy, he's never given her any reason not to trust him. You got to base your relationship in that. So I was going down that road. Intuition didn't even come up in the debate yesterday.
I think it would have had his tone been different. You know, had he had that, like, sleazy tone.
He wasn't sleazy. He was, we'll get into it.
Our jury delivered of a verdict yesterday, and one listener says we've made a grave mistake, and we must reverse it. We're going to hear from her. She said we gave the wrong advice.
She said that we are going to ruin two marriages and that we will have blood on our hands.
What?
Yes.
That seems a little dramatic.
She says women's intuition is what we need to follow. Well, I'll pick her up in a second. Tomorrow at this time, I have a challenge for all of us. JP, you kind of don't count, but you're going to do it anyways.
Why? It won't be a challenge for him?
No. It's the first week back to college. The first full week for all schools, right, is this week. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow, we're going to end the show by shotgunning a beer.
Yes! College, 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 college.
Jen, when was the last?
I tried to do that one time when I was at Florida State, and I don't think it went well.
Kelly, when's the last time you shotgunned a beer?
I never have.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, I've never done
this
it
is
either.
Gonna be so ugly.
How have you never done it?
I think people have always
been
like,
"Do it." I feel like you should do tutorials on Instagram about it.
Sure, on how not to do it. I'm so bad.
Say hello to Aaron in Johns Creek. Hey, Aaron, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You are not happy with us today.
No, I'm really not.
All right, nope. Well, we are equal opportunity something. So go ahead. The floor
yeah,
is yours.
Yeah, we definitely want to hear from you because what Jeff was telling me earlier, I think I might change my vote because of what you're saying about women's intuition.
Good, absolutely. Yeah, so I'm basically just calling because what you guys told that guy to do yesterday was just totally stupid.
Okay.
I mean, if the wife is thinking that there's something going on with him and his trainer, then there's something going on with him and his trainer. Or if not, there's going to be. Absolutely.
Well, they did know each other. So
Aaron's talking about the jury's verdict yesterday when we heard from this guy who wanted to keep a smoking hot trainer. His wife had an issue with it, but she hadn't brought that issue to him. She had just been talking on the phone with her sister about it. He overheard it, brought it to us. What do I do? Do I have to fire the hot trainer?
Yeah, and absolutely he has to fire the hot trainer. His wife knows what she's talking about, and if she's not telling him about it, it's because she's insecure about her own strength. Like, she has this woman's intuition, and that is the most powerful thing in the whole universe. And if she thinks something weird is going to happen, something weird is going to happen. And you guys are the ones who are going to break up two marriages by telling him that he can stay with this trainer.
What is the most powerful force in the universe?
Women's intuition, absolutely.
But there's a fine line between intuition and insecurity.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because yesterday, the reason the verdict went the way that it did was because we were talking about trust. Doesn't she have to trust her husband? They're married.
Absolutely, but she has to trust her own intuition first. She can see these things that he can't, and maybe she doesn't understand, like, how powerful that is yet, but she should, because if she thinks something is weird, then something's weird there.
Why are you so passionate about, like, what happened to you?
Oh, you think it's personal.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing has ever happened to me because I listen to my intuition. I absolutely follow whatever I'm feeling in that situation. If I'm with somebody and there's something weird going on between him and some other woman, then he shouldn't be around her.
Are you married?
I can see that. No, I'm not, but I have a boyfriend.
And so does he respect your intuition?
Absolutely. I was engaged. I was engaged 2 years ago, and I really loved him, and I wanted to get married, but there was something going on with him and his assistant. I was positive of it, and he wouldn't fire her. And so we broke up, and so now I've found a guy who actually trusts my intuition.
Gotcha.
All right, hold on. Wait,
did you ever get proof that he really was with the assistant?
Well, I mean, she still works there, and he's still single, so clearly.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't get that from the guy yesterday, and I feel like my intuition sets off, especially when we're talking to someone over the phone, based on their tone. And had he said something that would have led to him saying, yeah, I mean, she's really hot, and I like her the way she, and I like the way she looks. But he constantly complimented
that.
Right, because his wife said it. He was like, yeah, I mean, and she is a good-looking woman. She is hot, like, whatever. But he went back multiple times talking about how his wife had a great body. The reason he wanted to get into shape was to kind of keep up with his wife. He kept bringing it back to her. And I feel like if he wasn't doing that, then my intuition would have gone off and been like, this guy's a jerk.
Are we completely glossing over the fact that Aaron ended her engagement because her boyfriend wouldn't fire a woman?
But here's the thing. I think Aaron's point of trust your gut is really true in life.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she might not have had proof. She might not have ever gotten proof. But I do believe that we have those gut instincts for a reason. Don't you? Don't you trust your gut on things? And when you don't trust your gut, then you get mad at yourself for not doing it?
Yeah.
Haven't you ever gone back on it?
Yeah, girl. That happened to me like a month ago. You serious?
I know. But see, there's something in your
this
gut.
This is what I'm talking about. All right. That's so important.
404-263-0941 is our phone number. Aaron, can you hang on with us just a couple minutes?
Of course.
Yes? What's your intuition say about that?
Of course.
All right, cool.
She's testing her gut that she can hang out through chain smokers.
The very first phone call we take is going to be our friend Whitney in Smyrna.
All right.
She has called up, and she wants the first crack at Aaron. 404-263-0941. Aaron calls women's intuition the most powerful force in the universe. Is that an accurate statement?
She might be right.
Jen! God, you're so disappointing these days. God!
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
If you're just joining us, Aaron in Johns Creek has an issue with the verdict that was delivered yesterday. Aaron, you want to give us like a little 30-second recap of how you're feeling this morning?
Yeah. I'm just calling because I think that, that women's intuition is the most important thing. And you guys telling the guy yesterday that he can keep a hot trainer, even though his wife is uncomfortable with it, I think that was terrible, terrible decision. So that's essentially, yeah, just women, we need to just listen to our instincts and we're always right. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a bold one right there.
We're always right.
All right. Well, you should
power to the she.
You should see.
Damn right.
You should see my wife trying to find her way somewhere without a map.
Sense of direction and intuition, two totally different things.
Totally different.
It's our favorite, Whitney and Smyrna. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Whitney.
Hey. Okay, so straightforward. Sorry, not sorry, Aaron. I think you need to go back with the Insecure Squad and have several seats. Because, one, you're not trusting this guy. And technically, she was talking to her sister, so he really doesn't know whether she actually has a problem with it or not. Because I talk to my sister about a lot of things that go on with me and my husband, but I don't say anything because I trust my husband until he proves me otherwise. So I just think that a lot of times, unless he's done something, then there's no reason for you to even, you know, there's no reason for him to quit his trainer, you know? And if it's women's intuition, she needs to say something to her husband and say, look, I just feel like, you know, I'm really uncomfortable with you having a trainer. Could you possibly get another trainer or something like that? But trust the guy. You're not even giving him the benefit. He can't allow any. The only person that can allow something to happen between him and his trainer is him. And he would be the person that would be breaking up his marriage. He was calling, honestly, because he wanted to know, am I wrong?
Oh, my God, that's the best. That's the best point on the planet, is he was calling because he was concerned about his marriage.
So that means she should trust him even more because of his concern.
Yes.
But maybe he's concerned about the marriage because he knows, too, that something's going to happen there. He feels it, too.
Dominique in Hampton, what's up?
Yes, you know what? I have to say I agree with Aaron. And it's not, I'm not going to say it's all holy grail. You know, women's intuition is always right, but we have that for a reason. And that, and it's not just within your marriage. I mean, you have intuition on everything. And I've learned the hard way that when I ignore that intuition, I always regret it. And I ignored it within my marriage for the longest because I had no proof, no reason to think that my ex-husband was a serial cheater. And even at his friends and his family members covering for him, that's what was really confusing me and really helped me to ignore my intuition. Mm-hmm. God, you guys, if I had listened to it, I'm not going to say we would still be married. I would have divorced him sooner.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Dominique.
Okay.
Christina in Lawrenceville.
Hi. I just wanted to say that there's a difference between woman intuition and woman crazy. This human is definitely woman crazy. You can have trust issues and insecurities, and that's fine and all, but to make your fiance fire a woman and to end your engagement on that is just crazy all in itself. And she has really gone to the end spectrum of the woman crazy. Like, she's giving woman intuition a bad name.
thank you, Christina. Aaron, I want to ask you, you said you currently have a boyfriend.
I do, yeah.
All right. Has he seen your intuition yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. He completely trusts my intuition. I've met all the women in his life, and if I don't, you know, get a good vibe from that, from them or, like, seeing them together, if I feel weird about it, then he doesn't see them anymore. I call them, and I tell them that they're no longer friends, and it's over.
You call the women? Totally,
You call the women or you call your boyfriend?
No, I call the women. He gives me their number. I call him and I tell him that, you know, they're not going to be seeing my boyfriend anymore.
Really?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are so many.
I don't see why this is. I mean, he's the best boyfriend. He absolutely listens to me. I think it's great.
All right. So, Aaron, we're going to do some role playing in a second, but I'm going to need you to hold on, okay?
Okay.
Cool. Kelly Cheese, when we come back, I would like you to play the role of a girl that she is calling to break up with on behalf of her boyfriend.
I am so ready for this.
All right?
Like a coworker or
so
what?
So ready for this. Right. JP, have that dump button ready, buddy.
JP picked out a special song.
I'd like to dedicate to Aaron.
A dedication, like a long, like a Casey Kasem style old school dedication.
Perfect.
So here's a little something for you, Aaron, from your friends here at the Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1. Good selection, JP.
Thank you. Yeah, let's play it. Big girls don't cry, Aaron. Na, 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 na.
Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
If you're just joining the show, we're about to do a little bit of a drama exercise, a little drama class, a little theater. Erin called us because she passionately disagreed with the verdict yesterday to allow John, I think his name was, to allow John to keep working out with his very physically attractive personal trainer.
Even though his wife had some concerns about it.
Yeah. Erin maintains that women's intuition is the most powerful force in the universe.
She says, trust your gut, and I don't disagree with that. But then she just explained to us that she calls the women in her boyfriend's life to vet them. And if she gets a weird gut intuition, she cuts that woman out of his life.
So just so we're clear, Erin, you break up with the woman on behalf of your boyfriend.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
All right. What if it's like a coworker or something?
Well, then he needs to go to his boss and tell his boss that he needs to not work closely with them anymore. And he does.
Is this like...
Wow.
What would you say if he did the same thing to you? Like if he said, oh, hey, I don't like the way you and JP are friends. You got to get JP out of your life. What would you say?
He wouldn't do that because he knows that my intuition is stronger and I make responsible decisions. So he wouldn't do that.
All right. Wow. We're going to play a game called Kelly is your boyfriend's friend. Okay?
Okay.
I would like you to have a conversation with her.
Give us a little context around it. How were they friends?
Kelly and your boyfriend have been... Well, why don't you... Erin, tell us the last woman that you broke up with on behalf of your boyfriend. How did he know her?
From college.
Okay, so they were college friends. And how old are you guys now?
We're 29.
So he's known her for 6 or 7 or 8 years?
Yeah.
And you saw them together, got a weird vibe, and then picked up the phone and called her.
Correct.
All right. Kelly is that woman. So, that's my phone ring.
Hello, this is Kelly.
Oh, it was
gonna be well, that was the next ring. Right.
We're terrible at acting.
Hello?
Hi. Hi. Yeah, this is Brian's girlfriend, Erin.
Hey, Erin. What's up?
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling because... I'm uncomfortable with you and Brian hanging out and he is too. So, so we're not going to be seeing you again. I'm really sorry about that.
What? Wait, I'm a little confused because we hang out, we're friends. We've been friends for like, 8 or 9 years since college. Hold on 1 second. Why are you uncomfortable? What'd I do?
I mean, I know that you guys have known each other a long time, but you guys just, you have a vibe. I feel like you're flirting with him. I feel like he's flirting back. It makes me very uncomfortable. And so...
But I have a boyfriend. Why would that be uncomfortable?
Well, he has a girlfriend. That doesn't mean you guys should be friends.
Well, we could be friends if you weren't so insecure.
I'm not being insecure. And he hears what I'm saying. And he, sees it too, I think. So
I think he's whipped and he's probably terrified of you. No. What is your problem?
He's not whipped. He just understands that my intuition is correct.
Well, I'm not trying to hook up with your boyfriend, homegirl. We're just friends. Trust me, if I wanted to, I could.
Oh snap!
Exactly why you won't be seeing Brian anymore.
All right. Thank you, Erin, for being so honest with us.
Sure, yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Last phone call, Lindsay in Johns Creek.
Hello?
Hey, you'll be the last call on this. What's up, Lindsay?
I just wanted to say that I think Erin's boyfriend's a little B-word. Just what man sits around and lets a woman tell him who he can be friends with and who can't? Just because she's insecure. Like, if it was the other, she on the other foot, just a woman being done this way by a man, they would have all kinds of words for him. He would be controlling, he'd be this, that, and the other, so... I think she's very insecure and she'll be lonely for the rest of her life. And if he marries her, he is a puss. Like, that's just ridiculous.
All right, Lindsay. Thank you.
Thanks, y'all. Have a good day.
I still think the whole trust your gut thing is valid.
Well, clearly everyone agrees with you, Jen.
Well, that silence was loud. If she wasn't so crazy, I'd maybe agree with you. We'll put it up on Facebook. We'll see what direction this goes in, all right?
Because I do think you got to trust your gut.
Jen, stop.
I don't think you have to control every little portion of anybody else's life, but...
I'm just worried that you're going to tell me to stop being friends with Grant because I flirt with him. Because he's so beautiful.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.